Hey guys, and welcome back to A Humble Whore. I wanted to do my first solo episode in a long time today because I feel, well, I've been having so many guests on my podcast since the start of this whole thing because I hated hearing myself talk basically to myself for the entire 30 minutes. So I started filling people and adding guests in every episode, which I've loved doing, but I think it was about time to do a solo episode with maybe some reflections and some more of an inside look into my personal life, my sex life, and kind of how I got to where I am now, like what I'm still working on. So this will be a big mix of everything. I like having guests because I am funnier with guests, and it helps me keep on track with. Like, I can bounce off of them when I'm speaking about different subjects. But normally, when I talk, I kind of go all over the place. So, I'll try and structure this a little bit better when I'm speaking. And I made like 5 bullet points. So, bear with me. If you aren't already following me on A Humble Whore on Instagram, feel free to. I think I post some funny things. I don't know. It's up to you. Let's talk about this past week. So, just let's see, some general catch-ups. This past week was actually really good. In the last couple episodes, I've been saying how I've been feeling as if I wasn't in the best place, and I felt like I wasn't very successful, or I felt very unsuccessful in the things that I'm doing. But I got out of that funk, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I still have those thoughts like 5 times a day, no big deal, but it's a lot less than it was before. It isn't this looming feeling. I had my first boudoir shoot, if that's how you pronounce it, and it's pretty much a photo shoot in lingerie. And my new friend Ami, we had met through, I think they found my Tinder and my Humble Whore Tinder, and they messaged me and they said, "Hey, like I'm looking for to add some more like photos to my photo shoot portfolio. I'd love to shoot you." So they came over, they brought me bubble tea as soon as they rolled up. It was so nice. They came over, and my cat loves them more than me, but we just did this awesome photo shoot. It was one of my first ones I've ever done, and it was very natural, very like it was just such a fun time. We had so many good conversations, and they're originally from, I think it is Japan. So we just kind of talked about the culture, and they actually listened to some of the podcasts. So it was fun having a conversation about the podcast, about our lives, like getting to know each other. And they're actually coming over today again to have dinner and get to meet Wyatt. So I think it'll just be a fun. It was such a fun time, and it'll be another good time today. Whatever. So let me think. I went to the gym for the first time in over 7 months, and that was crazy. I really haven't stepped inside of a gym. I haven't stepped inside of a gym since March when I was still in Spain, and then COVID hit and I was moving, and it really wasn't the best time to get a gym membership because when I moved back to the States, I knew I'd be moving to Hawaii in only a matter of months. And then I was just kind of fixing the relationship that I had with fitness because, as I mentioned before, I worked out pretty vigorously for 7 years ever since I was a junior, I mean, a senior in high school. And I went through these different phases of, learning nutrition, being into the heavyweights, trying to put on mass, trying to lean out while putting on mass. I dated a bodybuilder for 2 years, and so that had its pros and cons. I think definitely the pros was that were that I had a more informed source and motivational source to help me reach those goals and figure out like programs I was doing. But it was at a time in my life, I think in the middle of my fitness journey, where I was seeing results, but I wasn't seeing the results that other women were getting. And it just like the closer I got to perfection, quote unquote, or what I wanted, the further away I felt. One of my biggest insecurities, for those of you who don't know me personally, is that I hate, Well, I don't hate. I'm insecure about the width of my shoulders and the ratio to my hips because I feel as if I'm an inverted triangle. And that's been my biggest insecurity throughout this whole fitness journey. And it's something I'm a lot more chill about it now. But if you ask some of my friends, like we had taken photos the other day and I went to go look at them and I was like, I'm a linebacker. And they just thought it was hilarious and like it is funny, but it is also is something that I do struggle with on certain times. And I've told this to Wyatt too, and he's like, "No, you're not a linebacker. Like, I think you look so good." You know, feeding me all these lies, which I'm just sucking in. But anyway, that fitness journey is something I'm trying to enter into again. I've been doing little home workouts for the past 8 months, like don't get me wrong. But I want to do something. I want to get back into weightlifting, but do it in a healthier way. So there's that. Reflections. So we're gonna move on to some reflections because it's been about 3 months since I've had this podcast now. And when I think of 3 months, I'm like, wow, it's only been 3 months. But then I'm like, shit, dude, it's been 3 months since I started this. And I started it kind of on a whim. And I say it's on a whim because I didn't know I'd be doing a podcast. I wanted to do something where I could broadcast my thanks live. No, I wanted to do something that delved a little bit deeper into sex life and just empowering women and informing men, because that's been a lot of what the podcast has resulted in, actually. But I wasn't quite sure where I wanted, what type of creative space and channel I wanted to enter. I remember talking to my friend and being like, should I do a YouTube? And I was thinking, no, people are mean on YouTube. Anywhere where your face is shown, people are so fucking mean. So I was like, maybe I've never listened to a podcast except once, but maybe a podcast is the route to go. And then an Instagram, so they can like put a face to a name, but it's not my main source of information or where they're getting the content from. So that way they can't be too mean to me. But since I've created this, I assumed mostly women would be listening, but actually a ton of men have been. And more often than not, men are the ones who are DMing me for just like advice or a lot of feedback. And it's been really awesome reading their messages. I mean, I've gotten some like, hey, I started listening to your podcast because I saw the word whore in it, or I heard that you say the word pussy a lot in your podcast, but now I actually listen to it because it's informational. I had another guy message me saying that he started talking to a girl and she started listening to the podcast as well. And so whenever they at the there have been times where they have been messing around and being intimate, and they brought up my podcast in a sense of like, oh, well, what do you think Leanna would say about that? And that's really fucking cool. Like, I am always down for being like a third in the bedroom, you know? So to have my podcast be a part of it, that's really cool. Like, I never thought that any of the results would have happened the way they did. I do have a Tinder. I want to say I do have a Tinder, and I have it on girls and guys. And I started this idea because I was like, it would be great for exposure. So I put up some thought ass pics of myself, and you know, like Wyatt knows and everything. It's not that big of a deal. Oh, I think I just hit the mic. Anyway, my boyfriend knows. He's really chill about it, and that's where I've been getting a lot of follows from, and then people have been listening to it. So all in all, not a bad strategy. Like I don't hide that I'm in a relationship from day one. I have expressed it in my podcast, but I don't put it in my Tinder because what the fuck? You can't give everything away at once, you know? I want people to listen to this because I'm so funny and I just need more exposure. Well, I really want people to listen to this because I think that I have at least something to offer that can help somebody else. And that was the main motivation for this entire podcast to begin with. And presenting it in a funny and comedic manner with stories, was just my style that I decided to deliver it in this way. So yeah, 10 minutes in, not bad for talking to myself. Oh, one thing I had written down is I think when people see the name, a humble whore, they assume, or the people just assume that this podcast is for those people who are freaky and who have a lot of sex and who can relate. And it's not. I really want this podcast to be for anybody, whether they have a ton of sex, no sex, they've had a hiatus of sex. I've had girls message me saying, hey, like I was a virgin up until last week. And I'm not saying that my podcast made them lose their virginity. I'm just saying that they had messaged me telling me they had listened to it and it helped kind of make them feel more confident or help add confidence to the sexual decision that they made. So that's really cool as well. One disclaimer is like, I'm not even that freaky. That's another thing I think people assume is that I'm really freaky and like this podcast is about freaky shit. Half the freaky shit that is explained in this is honestly through my guests. Like Trisha with the fisting, I believe that was her that was like fisting on the first date. That shit was wild. Like you will never catch me doing that because I'm not brave enough and I would need some type of air freshener, like all that mess in order to even put a digit in a guy's butthole. Well, maybe not a digit, but she put the whole damn fist in there. And all I'm saying is that she's super brave. I'm not that brave. And then there was Sky. The episode with Sky was Wild Sex Stories and the Art of the Rally. And that one actually has been my highest listened to or, most streamed episode. And she pretty much talks about her sexual adventures as like a dominatrix with a partner. And that one's pretty, like, she's so fucking cool. She's actually gonna come visit me with Morgan sometime in January. So I'm super excited. And yeah, I just have a bunch of freaky friends. I think I'm more of having a lot of good stories, but at the end of the day, I'm working on my intimacy. So that's my biggest focus. And that kind of leads me into telling you guys about sex versus now and versus sex when I was younger. So I'd say that the sex that I had when I was younger was a lot more like you were just trying to rack up bodies, or it's like when you have your first kiss and that first like month, couple months to a year, it's kind of like, oh my God, like I had a kiss, like how many times can I make out with somebody? It's the act of doing it and saying that you did it almost that makes it cool in your mind. And this is not for everybody. I mean, I'll admit this was for me. So sex when I was younger was like, oh my God, I have really cool stories and I had sex with this guy on a yacht and which was docked. So to kind of branch off into that story there so I don't leave you guys hanging. One of my crazy stories when I was younger, I was 18 and me and my best friend had decided, or for our graduation, we decided to go to the Cayman Islands. However, we had no really way of funding this trip, so our mothers came with us and that was our like graduation trip together. We've grown up together and we usually go on trips here and there, so we just chose the Cayman Islands. And anyway, the stipulation that our moms had was that we needed to be in by 10 p.m. every night because they knew we were young. They knew we were, well, I was single. She'd been in a relationship and they knew we probably wanted to party. So, anyway, one of the days we were out on the beach and we met this guy and he was like, yeah, like my friend has this yacht. It was kind of small. So he has this really nice boat and I'd love to invite you for, in the evening for drinks. And me being 18, I was like, yeah, oh my God, like I'd love to go. But the boat has to stay docked because I need to be in by 10 p.m. So his friend actually kept the boat docked. And so me and my friend went to go hang out with them. And she hung out with the captain all night. I hung out with his friend's dick. And that's kind of how it was. Also, he tried to go down, or he went down on me, but I had a tampon in, not to mention a fuck ton of sand. Because I was an idiot and like wasn't really assuming that going down or like eating out wasn't a thing for me at that age. So not only did he get like a mouthful of sand to a degree, but he also like had to, he just yanked my tampon out and threw it into the ocean, and I feel so bad because I should have thrown it away or anyway, there was that story. So I had a lot of those type of like really I don't know what I'm doing type of sexual encounters when I was younger, and I would say that pattern followed up until I was getting into relationships, and then even in between relationships, there was just like I just didn't fucking care. And it kind of went around this whole cycle of, well, they're not going to care about my sex life or my sexual pleasure, so why do I give a fuck? Like, let's just get this dick, let's just add this body, and then let's just move on to the next one, or like, let's just move on with my fucking life. So yeah, my sex life really hasn't been too much of quality sex. And I have written down insecurities that I have, and I'm trying to figure out how to tie it into there. But some insecurities that I have that kind of relate with this last story is I always was super insecure about eating out or, ooh, side of burp, being eaten out, because when I was in high school, one of the first guys that ever ate me out said through the grapevine, I heard that like, he thought I tasted bad. He's like, oh, she doesn't, she tastes nasty, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, dude, your dick tasted bad after you got out of a shower. So, like, I don't know what you're trying to, why you're trying to make me feel bad too when you tasted just as nasty. So, moral of the story, we both tasted fucking nasty. And that just scarred me for the longest time, not to mention that the guys who did eat me out, they didn't really know what they were doing. I hadn't orgasmed ever at that point because I had not yet masturbated until I was about 20. So it was these like combination of three things that just made me say no to eating out. And I think once I learned how to masturbate and once I met a partner who was good at eating out and, kind of started to add more experience to my portfolio, that's when I began to enjoy it more and be more open. Also, being more confident with my own body because, like, I have longer lips. I don't have, like, a very small, like, cookie cutter, like, porn star pussy, as I've said in multiple episodes. So, just the acceptance, the experience, and the fuck it, like, this is, I'm about to get my pleasure too, really helped me to be more confident, in what I want and asking for what I want. Other insecurities I had, tasting bad was the worst one. Oh yeah, and I actually got it's this product, it's this company called Tushy, Tushy, and they actually sell bidets, but they created or their one of their newer products is this portable bidet, and it's basically this expandable like water bottle that has a nozzle. And I think I made a TikTok about it, or I put it definitely on my Instagram story at one point, but it is the fucking shit. It is the solution, ladies, to going to a hookup and not having to crank his bathtub to wash your shit and not having to wet toilet paper and try and clean up and then realize that toilet paper is still on your pussy and then he goes down on you and he's like, "What's in my mouth?" And you're like, "Oh fuck, that's toilet paper." So this is the solution. The Tushy portable bidet is the solution to having a clean pussy, if that's something that you want, and going into a hookup with a more confident mindset. So DM me for the link. There's no reason for me to promote this other than it actually works, or it's like a product that I would definitely that I use in my sex life, even with a boyfriend, and I would use for hookups, God forbid anything were to happen. So yeah, Tushy portable bidet. Oh yeah, sex one. Let's see. No. One of the remaining points that I have, the second to last point that I have in these remaining 10 minutes, is I wrote the word lazy head. So one of the reasons that I say guys will probably tell you I'm not good at sex is because I have been very lazy in a lot of my hookups. Because it goes back to the point of they're not gonna care, so why should I give them that good? if I'm not going to even be getting any type of pounding. So I very rarely give head. It's something that, in my personal opinion, is more intimate than sex, because when you're having sex, like, everybody uses their lower extremities to go to the bathroom. And although having sex feels great, or it's supposed to feel great, I feel as if oral is very much, it's more intimate because their private parts are in your mouth and in your face, and you're at a more vulnerable position. So I really don't give head. It's something that I really have to be craving, or I have to be very into the person. So normally it's, when I'm in a relationship, that's when I'll really try and really put an effort, and there are no complaints when I put an effort. However, when I don't put an effort, I am sure there are complaints behind my back. So who fucking cares? That's my personal take on giving head. I don't know what yours is. I know there are some girls who are like, I'd rather just give head. Like, I love giving head. Like, I love swallowing cum. I am gonna spit that shit out in the trash can, on the floor. I can spit it back in your mouth if you're into that. Like, spit it on your butthole. Like, we can do a whole array of things with spitting. But with swallowing, there's just swallowing. So, ladies, if you want to be more diverse, or if your man's like, why don't you swallow my cum? Ask him to swallow it first and then see what he says. Or just tell him you're trying to have a more diverse sex life. So, you're going to spit it in different spots. And then maybe once in a while, if you really like him, then just swallow it and whatever. But I've made that mistake of swallowing a few times. And I don't know if it was the diet. Or it was probably the pre-workout, or whatever the case was, whatever guy I was with at the time, they need help. It didn't taste good. The final thing I want to say is, or I'd like to talk about, is kind of confidence and how that plays into hookups. So, ladies, as you all know, having a guy, a confident guy, approach you, as long as it's not too cocky, it's like more confident versus cocky. It's very attractive. And guys, I'm sure you know as well that being super confident in front of women, but also being very polite is one of the most assured ways to get you laid at the end of the night or the end of the month, whatever your timeline is. I personally love to approach the guy first because it wastes so much time for me. If I let these ugly dudes approach me, or okay, yeah, okay, fuck it. If I let these ugly guys approach me that I'm not interested in, and it's just me trying to nicely get out of the conversation. So I like to go into a room, scan the crowd, but mostly my approach is walking up to starting a conversation, just a normal conversation. And within the first couple minutes, you can tell if that guy, if that girl, if that person is into your vibe or not. And I'm just talking on a regular based conversation. And choosing the partner first makes it easy, especially if you're a woman, because say I go up to a guy. Okay, well, in their fucking mind, they already assume I'm trying to smash just because I approached them first. So maybe I am, maybe I'm not, whatever. And I start having a conversation with this person, and within, yeah, like I said, 2 minutes or so, you can tell how the vibes are going. You can tell if they're into you, if you're into them, if the conversation's more flirty, if it's not. And from there, you can really lead where it's gonna go. Because if you start with just a regular conversation, you can turn it into flirting later. Or you could be like, ah, their vibe's really chill, but like, it's not something I wanna end my night with, if you know what I mean. So I would suggest, ladies, that you trans women as well, any type of female, people hate that term, but I think it does fit sometimes. So anyway, I would definitely recommend you beginning to approach guys first. And don't be scared of rejection. Like, it's a little embarrassing, I get it, but guys literally play the numbers game all the fucking time. They don't even remember the last time a girl rejected them because they've been rejected so many fucking times. And what are they gonna, the most they're gonna do, most of the time, the worst it's gonna be is a guy's gonna be like, nah, no thanks. Like, I'm not really interested. Hopefully you don't approach any dude who's like super douchey. Usually I would just wait a couple minutes to see what their personality is before I approach them. Like, watch how they interact with people, watch how they're talking, make sure they didn't come there with anybody. And this could be literally even at the beach or in school, whatever the case is. Like, always want to make sure you're respecting their relationship status if they're with a person and it's more obvious as to what it is. But yeah, that's my biggest piece of advice is approach a guy first. Like, don't let them do your due diligence and make things easier on yourself by doing this. And then let me know if it works out for you. I feel like you'll get a lot better quality guys, hopefully, out of this approach. Let me see what time we're at. 25 minutes. Wow, I did pretty fucking good. I actually had to record this a second time, but I've just been, listing. It's just been a natural conversation with myself because I tried to record it last week, but then my earring or my hair kept hitting the microphone. So my hair is up. If I have to record this again, I'm gonna kill myself, which I probably won't be doing because at this point it's already Monday and the episodes go out Tuesday, so fuck it. But I hope that gives you a better insight into who I am, a little bit more about my personal sex life, and how it's come to be, like the evolution of my sex life, and then also just some general tips, and a more focused approach. So I think 20, 25, 26 minutes is a perfect place to kind of wrap things up. Follow me on A Humble Whore. Let me know if you like hearing me talk to you by myself or if you'd rather have guests on the show. I don't mind. My feelings won't get hurt that bad. Keyword that bad. But until next time, guys, have a great day. I feel like I'm talking on a business call. Yeah, have a good day, everybody, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday.